It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Today, Hannah Burks reviews this year's Center County Reads pick, Mary Roach's Packing for Mars. It's about the fascinating and sometimes bizarre aspects of space exploration. Here's Burks with her review.
Mary Roach's Packing for Mars, The Curious Science of Life in the Void, explores the effects of space travel on the human mind and body. From the psychological tolls of isolation and confinement to the damaging effects of bad breath on team morale, Roach leaves no question unanswered as she picks the brains of leading astronauts and scientists in the field. Her playful and self-aware writing style balances the gravity of a subject often considered a serious science. Roach says space doesn't just encompass the sublime and the ridiculous, but actually erases the line between. Packing for Mars is informative, at times overwhelmingly so, yet it's still accessible to the average reader. We are taken along to experience both the cosmic and the all-too-human aspects of Roach's trek. She keeps her readers in mind as she writes, often incorporating humorous footnotes that translate scientific lingo. For example, she writes, "Dead people make NASA uncomfortable. They don't use the word cadaver, preferring the new euphemism postmortem human subject." Similarly, in a discussion of the effects of gravity at different altitudes, Packing for Mars left me laughing with lines like, "If you carry a bathroom scale to the top of Mount Everest, you may see that you actually weigh a tiny bit less, not counting the marbles you've obviously lost." Roach not only decodes the scientific concepts, but she also talks about the human aspects, such as dealing with squeamishness and superstition. The physical challenges of space travel make for some of the most compelling moments in Packing for Mars. Roach interviews Russian cosmonauts who spent 6 months aboard the space station Mir, confined to an area the size of a bus. During their discussion, Roach brings up the psychological hardships of living in such a tiny space. I found her conclusion on anger to be especially intriguing. She writes, "Anger wants an outlet and a victim. An astronaut has three from which to choose: a crewmate, mission control, and himself." A seemingly simple analysis, but one with enormous implications. Roach means there's no good outlet for anger in space. To take one's anger out on a crewmate could lead to the destruction of the whole team. To explode on mission control, which often happens, is unprofessional and inefficient. And to take anger out on oneself could harm one's own body and well-being. Not only does Roach discuss the psychological and physical stresses that affect the individual, but she also pulls back to explore the larger significance of sending humans to space. In Roach's conclusion, she reflects on the importance of global sustainability and the necessity of altering how we see our world. New opportunities for progress will only surface if we challenge ourselves. What may have once seemed impossible, like not showering for weeks or sending monkeys to the moon, suddenly becomes achievable and very real. In a similar way, Packing for Mars challenges us to explore the alien possibilities of outer space and to view them in a way that resonates surprisingly close to home.
That book is Packing for Mars, The Curious Science of Life in the Void by Mary Roach, published by W.W. Norton & Company. For Center County Reads, Roach will be giving a talk at Penn State's Hub Robeson Auditorium on April 15th at 7 p.m. Our reviewer, Hannah Burks, is this year's undergraduate intern for the Center for American Literary Studies at Penn State. I'm Emily Reddy.